Hey, welcome to Let's Talk Guthrie County on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network. I'm your host, Andrew Zupkoff, and today our guest is Mike Underwood. He is the president and CEO of Guthrie County State Bank. We'll be talking about some of the charitable events they've taken part in this holiday season, as well as get a bit of an update on their Guthrie Center branch, which is being constructed as we speak. And we'll find out when they'll be moving into that. But first of all, Mike, let's talk about the recent donation by the bank of 10 full sets of winter gear to the Children's Clothes Closet in Panora and New Opportunities in Guthrie Center. The sets include, as you say, coats, snow pants, mittens, hats, scarves, and snow boots. Let's start first talking about that program and how long the bank has been working with those two organizations, the Children's Clothes Closet in Panora and New Opportunities in Guthrie Center, with these donations.
That program, Andrew, we've been involved with for 3 years now. Prior to that, it was a different program, but yet still involving those same organizations, the New Opportunities and the 3Cs in Panora, where we had our customers, if they wish to do so, do stockings using various materials, and then we would fill those stockings with hats and gloves and some small toys, maybe some candy as well, and donate to those organizations. We decided to change that, like I said, 3 years ago. The stocking idea was starting to wane a little bit, so we decided to change it up, and rather than have our customers do those things, we decided we would purchase the snowsuits ourselves, a complete set of hats, gloves, and the snow outfits, and donate those then, five to each location to represent the two towns that we have physical locations in, And like I said, it's 3Cs in Panora and New Opportunities here in Guthrie Center, and we've just enjoyed having the opportunity to do those things. We do try to involve, or at least put it out there to our clients, if they choose to donate hats and gloves, they're more than welcome to do so. But the snowsuits, we take care of that expense on our own.
So does the bank have a sort of benevolence fund or something like that for community support events like this? Or I guess, where does that come from on the bank's end?
So, it's part of our culture, I guess you would say, Andrew. It's, you know, we're a community bank, and definitely one of the things that we take great pride in is being very involved in our communities, whether it be through donations, whether it be through time. Donations such as this, it's something that we've done ever since I've been associated with the bank and well before that. You know, we do earmark a certain amount of funds each year, but it's simply a matter of, as causes and different requests come in that seem to make sense to us to donate to, then we will do so. One of the other things that we do is we honor our employees on five-year anniversaries, and we will make a donation on their behalf to a nonprofit organization of their choice, equal to basically 10 times their years of service. So, for example, if somebody has been here for 5 years and they choose to donate to, let's say, New Opportunities, we would give New Opportunities $50, honoring that person's service with us.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's pretty cool. And then you recently had as well your annual holiday open house, one in each location, the Panora location and the Guthrie Center location, and it eats with lots of prizes given out, and it looks like each of them was customized. I see the one in Guthrie Center, you know, gave out gift cards and gifts from a lot of Guthrie Center businesses, and likewise in Panora. Talk a little bit about that event each year and how that also, you know, goes with the bank's culture of staying involved with the community.
Sure. It's an opportunity to get the customers into our lobby a little bit more, and especially around the holiday season, as some people choose to shop for cash gifts, I guess you might say. But we get them in here and allow them to sign up for various prizes that are age-specific. For example, we gave away a little red wagon for the younger customers that we have. We gave a toboggan away for the junior high age, I guess you would say. But it's definitely prizes and gift cards and those things that we buy locally. Again, with the thought of being involved in the community, you know, obviously our tagline being connecting communities is something that we take very seriously. And if we're able to get some gift cards from local businesses and get those into the hands of our customers, we think it's win-win all the way around.
All right, Mike, anything else the bank's got going around this time of year, you know, either related to community events or any new services, you know, you're about to launch or have recently launched? Of course, you've got the new location in Guthrie Center coming along very nicely as well.
And I think that's probably the biggest thing for us, Andrew, in 2016 is preparing to move into the new location. We hope to be able to do that April, May timeframe is what we're looking at, if we can get the weather to continue to cooperate with us, getting closer to getting that enclosed. Also, you know, there'll be some new convenience products that we're putting out there. We've talked about mobile banking and mobile capture in the past. We'll also be looking at putting in EMV cards, which I'm sure many people have heard about when it comes to their debit cards and the safety EMV chip that is involved with those cards. That's something we'll be bringing in 2016. So those are probably the main things that we have coming up. And look, you know, we've obviously enjoyed 2015 and hope 2016 has the same things in store for us.
A huge, huge, huge thanks to our guest today, Mike Underwood, President and CEO of Guthrie County State Bank. This is Let's Talk Guthrie County on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.